Shavua Tov, hope you all enjoyed a beautiful Shabbat. I am recording this live from the Jewish Center roof with an amazing group of MJers at our Minyan Madness. And we, of course, want to dedicate this Torah to the success of the IDF. You know what's going on in the north in Israel. Had an amazing conversation last night with one of my son's dear friends who's in the army. And the morale in the Israeli army is incredible. And Hashem should bless them with amazing, amazing success. We're on day 19. Called Play the Ball, Not the Person. This was advice I got from one of my coaches when I was sitting on the bench most of the time on a basketball team in high school. And he said, don't get confused by what the guy that you're trying to take is doing. Doesn't matter what he's doing. The only thing that matters is the ball. And I mention this because when we get into arguments with people in our day and age, we keep personalizing the arguments. And this is a very, very important thing not to do when we argue, when we debate. And in general, to be very mindful these days of the way we speak to other people and about other people. Quoted from a famous verse, a famous line from the 11th century Jewish philosopher and poet, Rabbi Salomon ibn Gabiro, before I say a word, I am its master. After I say a word, I am its slave. Very hard to take back things. We can apologize, but at the end of the day, once something is out there, very, very difficult to retrieve it. And I gave a story, of course, famous story of an individual who loved to gossip and say not so nice things about other people in the neighborhood. And he realized what the damage he had caused. And he went to the rabbi and said, how do I make good on this? A famous story. And the rabbi said to him, go home and take a pillow, take all the feathers out of the pillow and place a feather at the door entrance of each person against whom you slandered in this community. The gentleman went ahead and did this strange ritual. And then he comes back to the rabbi, and the rabbi says, okay, now go back and take each of those feathers, gather up the feathers. And the guy's like, that's impossible. He says, exactly. It's not so simple to pull things back. So always think, my father, blessed memory, always trained me not to react quickly, but to take a minute and think before you say something. One of the very, very important ideas today that gets magnified because we've all got a voice. We're all sort of journalists and have social media platforms where whatever we're saying about other people gets magnified. Very, very important idea that I mentioned in the chapter has to do with the machloket l'shem shemayim. When you're arguing with someone, check in with yourself and ask yourself, is this machlokes, is this debate l'shem shemayim, is it for the sake of heaven, which means is it for the sake of truth, or are you just trying to win the argument? The Chachamim, the great sages of the Talmud, debated lots of issues about philosophy and about halacha, about practice, but they never made their arguments personal. Famous line about Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, nobody argued more than the schools of Shammai and Hillel. But we never say Hillel and Shammai argued. We say that the schools, the Beit, what's a school of Shammai? It's their academies. They had different philosophies, different approaches. But the Talmud also tells us that their sons married the other daughters and the daughters married their other sons. They had a close personal relationship, and yet they disagreed on fundamental issues of halacha, of hashkafa, of philosophy. If we're really arguing l'shem shemayim for the sake of heaven, then we're going to keep our eye on the ball and not the person, not the people making the arguments. And I know that one of the things my son Ezra tried sharing with me this morning is a famous Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, Ezu Chacham, who is a wise person, halo made mikol adam, anyone who can learn from anyone. That doesn't mean you have to agree with them. That doesn't mean they're right. That doesn't mean you can't argue them until you've proven them wrong. Do that. That's great. But play the ball, not the person. Stay focused on the argument. And that shows that you're not just trying to score points, that you're really actually trying to get to the truth. One of the quotes that are here from in the chapter from the English philosopher John Stuart Mill, he famously wrote, I love this line, it is only by the collision of adverse opinions that the remainder of the truth has any chance of being supplied. It's only when two people clash. Why do we have a prosecution and a defendant? Why do we have that with every court case? Because what we're trying to do is figure out the freedom of somebody. You want to make sure that you're doing the best you can to arrive at the truth. So you have to have the best prosecution, the best defense, and we still don't have perfection, but the greatest chance that we're going to arrive at the MS, the truth in this world, is when two opposing forces clash and they stay focused on the issue and not the people. We need that in our debates. Politically, we need that in everything, or else we can't get to the deepest truths. That's how truths are arrived at in our physical human world, by the clashes of opposing ideas. And Bezrat Hashem, as we focus on that in these 40 days leading up to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, should be a zechus for us, the way we speak about each other. Most of the alchets, I did this wrong, I did that wrong, are about speech and the way we speak about and to each other. So let's try to do a little better in the weeks to come. Should be a zechus and a spiritual merit for our soldiers on the front lines. Have a great day.